Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's game against Nebraska Kearney. It just seems like they were as good as advertised, and I think the one takeaway we had was what we were talking about last week, is that they're just so deep at a lot of positions, and we're able to get a lot of those guys to do some big things in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to see a team that's as deep as they are, and they were sound, they were disciplined, man, and I think the thing that stood out most, it was physical. They were physical at every position, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We played pretty decent the first quarter. And I thought, the longer the game went along, the more the game went along, I thought we would gain more confidence. But it's just something about us and competing with the teams in this conference for a quarter, and the complacency sets in. I just don't understand that. But you're right. They were as good as advertised on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I know they obviously have a great defense, but what wasn't able to work offensively for you guys in that game?
Early the run game. We went into the game saying that we wanted to attempt to run the ball just a little bit more to help the defense out. And to keep them off the field as much as possible. But we didn't have a whole lot of success running the football. When we wanted to pass the football, I think the holes were there. We just didn't do a good job of pitching and catching.
I was going to say, three games left in the regular season, two are back at home, and just what, I know we talk about this every week, but what's the focus been on in practice with this week's opponent in UCM?
Just getting better. Just getting better, building off of some of the things that we've done well up to this point, correcting a lot of the things that we're not doing well and trying to get better at those and just finish out the season strong where we can go into recruiting season with some positives and carry that over to the spring.
Okay, and speaking of this week's opponent, what can you tell us about Central Missouri?
They're just like everybody else in the conference. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. Offensively, you and I were just talking about the quarterback, Logan, mm-hmm. and the numbers that he's putting up, even when they're not winning. That's what's allowing them to stay in the games that they're in is because of what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball, and in particular, the numbers that he's putting up. Defensively, again, sound football team. They're a bend but don't break mentality defense. I think they do a good job of being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. It's just up to us to find the holes and make some plays.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins. And before we get started discussing things this week, we'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our Goal Line sponsors, including the Tricky Cotton Team at RE/MAX Jefferson City, Capital Machine Company, and Blue Diamond Fine Jewelry. So, Greg, I don't think it's surprising at all that we saw Lincoln take a loss at Nebraska Kearney last week. I also think that it's surprising that it was 56-0. I think maybe it was just a little surprising from some of the final numbers where we look at it and you just go, yes, we knew Kearney was good and we knew they were capable of a dominant effort, but boy, did they put forth a dominant effort.
They're legit. I mean, yeah. What makes them so good is they're deep. They don't. I mean, obviously, it all goes with T.J. Davis, but here, this explains how deep they were, because in last week's podcast I talked about how he's going to run the show, but they spread it out in the receiving game and they spread it out defensively. T.J. Davis left the game in the second quarter. When I first saw that, he was only like 3 of 5 passing for a couple of touchdowns.
Right.
But I was kind of curious, did he get hurt? Because, my first thought is they're playing Northwest Missouri for the conference title pretty much next week.
Yeah.
What's that going to look like? Well, I finally, did some reading and found out that they decided to pull him.
Yeah.
In the second quarter. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's probably the most frustrating part is Kearney felt they had the game at hand so early.
Sure.
They're like, let's get him out now so he doesn't get hurt, so
right.
we're ready to go for next week, because in their mind, next week is the bigger game.
And probably it wasn't even so much a matter of you're worried about the fact that, I mean, at that point, you know, I mean, Kearney had scored 14 in the first quarter and ended up scoring 21 in the second. So it's not even like that was an insurmountable lead. It was just, but I think it just speaks to the fact that I just think that they weren't very worried about Lincoln's ability to score against that defense. And I think that gets borne out by the fact that, you know, by the end of the game, you look at it and you look, you know, I'm kind of a box score guy, so I always pay attention to that stuff. And kind of the first thing that you arrive at in the box score that Lincoln put out was the fact that, you know, first downs was only 26-17 in terms of, you know, Kearney. You think, oh, well, that's not too bad. Well, then you start scrolling and you get to the numbers, and the thing that really gets to you is the fact that total offense ends up being, you know, 623-166. You know, that just shows you the fact that Lincoln struggled all game long. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, during the season, how the fact that, you know, Lincoln has had two performers they could count on all season long, and it was Hosea Franklin, who did rush, you know, 20 times for 82 yards, not bad against a legitimate D2 power this season. The problem is Amar Brake at quarterback was only 6 of 19 for 88 yards. So that's where I think you kind of look at the fact that, you know what, I think Kearney just realized, you know, we've got enough to stop this team, and even probably that 14 points after the first quarter was going to be plenty as the game played out.
And Coach Hoskins felt pretty good that they were hanging close for first quarter and was hoping they could build off it. He just said, well, first off, offensively, they didn't get much going early on in the run game. Now, Jose did get some of those yards later. But here's the thing. It may have come at a cost because, talking with him on Wednesday, Jose Franklin's going to be a game-time decision for this Saturday's game against Central Missouri. He's really taking a brunt of this over the last four or five weeks. But he's been giving them good numbers.
I mean,
if he had done this in the first 2 weeks, I think he's easily in line for another 1,000-yard rushing season.
Yeah.
But you're right, going back to his Amar Brake, I don't know how much of it you chalk up to the fact that they played two really tough opponents on the road the past 2 weeks with Pittsburgh State and now Nebraska Kearney. You take a look, and these are three easier games, I would argue, that they have to finish the regular season. Not easy opponents, but easier compared to what they've seen the last 2 weeks. So in my mind, his goal needs to get to 2,000 yards passing. I think he's got a little over 1,400 for the season. That's just a couple hundred yards a game. But to me, at that point, I would like to see that consistency. If you're
right.
Coach Hoskins, I want to see him throw 200 yards, just so he can do it, to say that he's capable of doing it. And especially if you don't have Hosea Franklin. I mean, yes, you've got Torrey Hicks in the backfield, but they may be really leaning on the passing game these last three weeks. For better or for worse, that might be what they have to go to.
Yeah, and you always worry about the fact that, you know, as that becomes more one-dimensional, it's easier for teams to game plan for it, and that could just make things even more tricky.
Yeah.
You know, which again, people had already kind of probably been able to stand up and take notice of Zamar Brake and kind of the games that he had. So it's not like he was going to sneak up on anybody. He's definitely not going to sneak up anybody if the running game is severely hampered. You know, the loss drops Lincoln to 0-7. You mentioned the fact that they'll host Central Missouri at 2 o'clock on Saturday. You know, it's not your typical, you know, for people who follow the NIAA for years, like myself and yourself, it's not your typical, you know, Central Missouri Mules. They, you know, they're only 2-6 this year, and they've had some results where you kind of look at it and go, you know, for every good one, you go, ooh, that was either a good win or a close loss. Then there's kind of some other ones where it kind of makes you scratch your head. So, you know, it's not a typical team. That doesn't necessarily mean they're right for the picking, but I do think it kind of maybe adds a layer of intrigue to this game that maybe I didn't maybe see coming when the schedule was first announced.
I'm trying to remember. They may have been nationally ranked at the start of the year, and a lot of that, again, is based off their 2019 success, and they've got a lot of those same players back. If you look at their starters, I mean, it's a lot of upperclassmen. And I think what really derailed their season was, I believe they lost the first 2 weeks. And that really, again, you know, I believe they only lost one regular season game in 2019. So you have all this preseason hype, and they just didn't live up to it for the first 2 weeks. I think that derailed them. I would argue the Missouri Southern loss on the road really frustrates them, because in their mind, that's a game they have to win.
Right.
You know, last week they lost 21-17 against Fort Hays State on homecoming. I don't think that's a bad loss.
No.
I mean, Fort Hays State is a tough. That's a tough matchup. I would argue they're 2-6, but they have a lot of 50-50 games, and none of them have really gone their way. Now, if you look, the last three games of their season are favorable. They very well could end up 5-6 and somewhat salvage a close to 500 season.
Yeah.
But in their mind, that still didn't live up to expectations.
Yeah, you're right. There are so many games where you go, yeah, the first two games were not necessarily close. They were kind of, you know, they were results where you thought, okay, that's not something where you look back and go, oh, we blew it there. Then you'll lose game three to Northwest Missouri, which you kind of figure you're going to do. You know, it's the Nebraska-Kearney game, to me, that kind of stands out where, yes, they lose, but it was, you know, it was only 31-28, and, you know, that kind of is one of a few games on the schedule where you look, go, that's a one-score game. The Emporia State game, they win, it's a one-score game. The Missouri Southern game, they lose, it's a one-score game. And Fort Hays State, they lose, it's a one-score game. So, you know, they've been in a lot of these, and it's just a matter of, you know, they're going to look back probably at the end of the year and go, man, a play here, a play there, it could have been different, you know. It's, but you're right, those first two games did set, you know, the tone for kind of how the whole season played out.
I guarantee it's not gonna. I know Lincoln probably hopes it'll be a one score game Saturday. I think this is a game Central Missouri is like. My fear is this is gonna be a game where they take out a lot of their frustrations.
Sure,
not
sure.
Like not to end room, but to like really put up some good numbers.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. You take a look. You know, their quarterback's Logan Tweehouse, which, you know, Mid-Missouri people remember him. He was a quarterback at Rockbridge. They've got maybe one of the best wide receivers in the country, and Cameron Sanders. He's only 44 yards shy of 1,000 receiving yards for the season. And Lincoln's seen a lot of really good wide receivers. This one may be the best of them all. The one thing I will say, if you look at a lot of MIAA teams, they do a pretty good job of balancing the pass game and the run game. Yeah, they're not going to see that from UCM. UCM's going to throw the ball. Now, they do have a running back, Kobe Wilkerson, but, you know, only 400 yards rushing so far and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, they're going to throw the ball. And I don't know why they wouldn't, because Lincoln's pass defense has really been struggling this year. I know Kearney rushed for more than 400 yards last week, but that's because Kearney wanted to and they can't.
Right.
I think this might be a game where Central Missouri is going to try to throw for at least 400 easily.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things, too, where we've kind of settled in after 7 games. We kind of know what Lincoln, I mean, we kind of knew what Lincoln was heading into this year. We knew it was going to be an uphill battle and tough sledding all year long. We just, you know, it's now become the sort of thing where you just go, we know they're going to give up points in bunches. It's just a matter of if they can ever find a game where they can kind of not do that, then maybe that would be an intriguing way to, you know, to see how that would play out once. But I just feel like it's just a team that's going to take its lumps on defense this year. And I think in some ways the 56 was kind of mercifully small against a team of the caliber of Kearney. So, you know, you look at it and go, boy, that could have been a lot worse. Now the thing is, I think, okay, you've got a team that is kind of struggling a little bit this season, and I think you're right. I do think that UCM comes in and really wants to just kind of take out some frustrations on them. But I also think this is the sort of thing where you go, Lincoln, okay, if you're still all bought in and you're all still playing, this is the sort of game where, you know what, maybe you can do something. And I'm not saying it's going to be a victory, because I really don't think that's in the cards for them. But could it be a two-score game? Could it be even a three-score game? I think would be one of those things where you look at it and go, hey, that's something to, you know, kind of build for the future on. But I think it's just a matter of, are they still bought in at this point to where they can produce something?
I don't think it's likely, but I do think it's possible. But a lot of things are going to have to go their way. I mean, here's the problem. Logan Tweehouse, as I talk about how he's a pass-heavy quarterback, he's only thrown 4 interceptions. Lincoln has gotten some picks this year, but they're going to need some timely ones, like either one that comes in the red zone or one where, you know, it's already, you know, Central Missouri is backed up pretty deep in territory and they set up a short field for the offense. I feel like if they're going to stay in it, the defense is going to have to get turnovers, because I don't know how many stops they're going to be able to get.
Right.
I think the defense is going to have to do something in the turnover game rather than forcing them to punt. And often, I mean, plain and simple, the offense has to score in the 20s. I mean, they haven't done that for a while, I believe, since the Missouri Southern game. But, I mean, there was a stretch there where they were putting up pretty good point totals for about 3 weeks straight. They've got to get back to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the most part, they're pretty healthy. I know, as I mentioned, if Hosea Franklin doesn't play, it changes everything. And even if he does play, he won't be at 100%. And I think we'll see Torrey Higgs kind of carry the ball a lot. But you have to have a threat in the backfield. Otherwise, you're putting a lot of pressure on Zamar Brake to make something happen. I mean, again, it's not a true freshman season, but he is still technically a freshman. And you can't allow him to make a lot of decisions in a short period of time. You really got to make things easier for him. Whether it's the line blocking up front, whether it's one or two receivers getting open every play, something's got to happen. You can't have him force something.
Yeah. All right, I guess that gets to the prediction point of the podcast, and I think I know what the result is going to be, but what do you think the point spread is in this one on Saturday?
I think this is a game where, again, UCM is going to try to put up some points, and I do think Lincoln's going to get some touchdowns here and there, but I think it's still going to be somewhat of a blowout. I think there's a game that the Mules win 56-20.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com. And for game updates and more college sport content all week, follow Greg Jackson on Twitter. That's @ACTIONJAXON05 on Twitter.